BC, we're back. Hey. How you feeling?
I'm all right.
Hey, we did it. We needed a little bit of time off there, member guest. Ooh. Recovery time, we'll call it, eh? I think we needed it. And I just come right from men's league, and I just got to do it. Like, I got to get, you just got to get right back into
there,
it.
There it is.
Right? You got to get right back into it. All up. That's for you out there, that's a Caesar. DC's got a nice cold brewski on ice there. So we're back. We, like I said, we needed some, I don't know about you, but I needed a few weeks just of quiet time. Put myself on a timeout there.
Oh, man. I know. One of the guys was staying at my place because he was playing with my boy. And when they got up on Saturday morning, my son says, hey, how you doing? And the buddy says, not good.
No, not good at all. He was like the rest of us.
Oh, wow.
It's a battle. It is a grind. Well, we kicked things off Thursday night, so we were going from Thursday night into Friday, all day Friday, and then Saturday morning. Yeah, Saturday morning.
That was our last show, was the Thursday.
Was the Thursday night, the member guest.
That kicked things off.
And then I went a little impromptu there and live at the course. I had the gear there, so I did live from the shootout, and we got some live footage there. I think everyone was loving it.
Drinks, you missed your calling, man. You got to get on the network.
Color commentary, CBC, Jim Nantz. When you're ready to hang him up, I'm ready to fill the void there.
Hoagie,
Hoagie here. Give me a shout. But I like I said, I just needed some quiet time away from the course. I actually didn't even go back there for a couple weeks. I played last week men's league, so that would have been 2 weeks away. But the Saturday for me was also rough. Like, I woke up just didn't love life at all, and usually I'm a guy that loves life, and I don't know what to tell you. I couldn't even feel my legs. We had our boy there, DB, our good buddy DB out there, shout out. That was our first match Saturday morning, and I'm standing on the first tee that we were playing off. We were off 14 there, shotgun start, and I couldn't feel my legs. Like, I had no feeling in my legs whatsoever. First shot, topped it. From the blue tees to the white tees, which he was hitting from. So I said, hey, I just wanted to join you up here on the white tees. So there I was, nestled up right beside, basically out of the hole right from the get-go. We go back across the street, and we're waiting on the tee on that one, on the next hole there. And just still got nothing in me. And we actually waited, and the halfway house was open. So we sneak over, and Patty, we won't let anyone know this, but you know what? We'll just keep it at that. We'll say what happens on the course stays at the course. Let's just say we went back we went back across to play our tee shots. Let's just say I still wasn't woken up yet. Topped another one. Two for two. So I'm 2 for 2 Saturday morning. And it wasn't till I got that sweet nectar back into my lips where I could get the blood flowing again. But definitely needed some time away. We've got a lot to get into to catch up on, and I got to tell you, I got some things about member guest, after member guest, you know, how things are going. Like, it's
the before, during, and after.
The before, during,
the
and
aftermath.
After. Well, the aftermath. Well,
you know, it's bad when your hair hurts.
Oh yeah, it hurts to shower. You can't take enough showers to get the booze from stopping to sweat out of your pores. You know what I mean? And let me tell you, for anyone who's been in an event that involves a locker room, the place you don't want to be is in that bathroom, because it gives off a lot of ripe smells the next morning.
Wow.
And it's not you got to wear a gas mask, I think, in there. So we're a few weeks off. We're feeling better. I've been busy with work. You've been busy retired life. How's retired life?
Oh, man. I'm doing a lot. I got myself a dumpster.
Oh.
I had a flood in my house.
From the rain?
Back in September. No, my water heater.
Mm.
That was back last September, and the good people that did the job cleaning it up and restoring it and everything, they boxed everything up really well. Well, I had like 60 boxes in my basement. Finally got myself a dumpster, and I've been up and down the stairs just throwing away stuff that I didn't even know I had anymore.
Getting your steps in and a little bit of decluttering too.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got that bin until Monday, and I think it's over half full already.
Oh, it, so they fill fast.
Oh yeah.
We had one. We did our renos there. We had rent. That's the way to go if you're doing any sort of reno or you got to throw a bunch of stuff out. That's the way you rent the dumpster.
Yep.
Get it for a week or whatever you need. And it's amazing, like you said, what you can throw away and fill so fast. But we were two dumpster fulls with our renos there and then some. But
Doesn't take much.
So we hope you get the basement back up and running. Water heater's back up, though.
Oh,
you got a new one. Swap out. I had that back when I first got my place. I was lucky enough, though, where the water heater is, it's right to a floor drain.
Yeah, mine was clear across country from the floor drain.
Yeah.
And fortunately, though, it's clean water. And we got to it really quick.
Yeah.
And they came and they vacuumed it all up and everything, dried it out. I had these fans just in my basement. I thought they were going to lift the place off the foundation.
Oh, yeah.
But it was quite a thing. But, man, I got a beautiful new basement out of it and a lot of stuff, like I said, that I didn't even know I had that I'm getting rid of. So that's the upside of it. So
hey, well, you got the time to do so.
You bet. Yeah, thank goodness.
We were just talking before we went on air here what a beautiful summer night it is.
Wow.
You were saying you were out this afternoon down at Point Brewery?
Yep. I went down to catch an inning or two of the hapless Blue Jays, who got slaughtered 13-0 today.
Not their year this year.
Not their year, and they're already auditioning players from the Bisons that'll likely make the team next year. But they're playing for pride now because that's all they've got. They're so far out. I love them. I love them to death. I'll keep watching. Go Jays, man, but it's pretty sad.
Hey, maybe some deadline, they'll swindle some things, change it up. And then you never know. You just got to get hot.
Yep.
You get hot the last 2 months, anything can happen.
Could be. You never know.
Roger? It could happen.
You always have hope. That's the beauty of sports.
Yeah. And that quote there was brought to you by Angels in the Outfield, a great classic baseball movie for all you out there. So we've been off, but I gotta let now it's time for me to kind of give you the background into the member guest. So we got a lot of good stuff to get into with the member guest, the format of the tournament, what's all provided, because you can't go wrong there. We were kind of talking about it, member guest Eve, everything to expect, and I got some nice interviews there that we'll share later today out on Men's League. There I was golfing with the champ, Team Crosser. So shout out to Crosser, the champs there. And finalist, Patty Dennis there, P. Den and Bo. So Crosser and Savs with the champs, they took it home. And Bo and Pat were the finalists that were in the final group there. So we talked about it that, hey, let's get someone in our group here to win the thing, and here we got the champs and we had the finalists. We had a good day. We were celebrating hard. A couple bottles of champagne in the parking lot, trophy ceremony, shots at the down bar after the after party. It was a good time. But I'll start off by saying, first off, and I know our guests paid homage and thank you to the club for putting it on, the committee for putting it on, a great tournament. The event, though, the meals that were provided, top notch, top shelf. Where they get you and it keeps the people coming back is the open bar package. We drank that place dry. Literally, we drank that place dry. So we're just getting here in Ontario off the LCBO strike, which we'll also get into a little later.
Yeah.
But the club drink at the turn and drink of the tournament was transfusion. So a lot of vodka was being drank. They actually ran out Saturday afternoon. We ran out it. We literally drank them dry, man, of vodka.
Wow.
So don't know if we can never say that, but we did our part and it was a good, everything was good.
Hey, it's not there to look at.
No.
Right?
It's just not there to collect dust, right? The expensive stuff, the top notch, you get for celebrating the wins.
It tastes better if it's dusty.
Yeah, exactly. It's aged to perfection there. So no complaints there. I think like everyone, they look forward to coming back next year. And I'm looking forward to coming back next year. I'll be a new man. I'll be a dad. So a little more responsibility. Oh, there's that sound. Cheers.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers, DC. So yeah, we got next year. They changed the weekend, July 11th, I believe. So we'll see in less than a year, because we're end of July here. I can't believe that it's just going by so quick.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so, like I said, myself, I was totally out of it. Like, Saturday, my partner there, my cousin Austin, thanks again, Austin, shout out for coming down and pretty much playing babysitter to me on Saturday, because I was in no shape to golf. I wasn't there to golf. I was there to just... I was there for just the ride, and he drove the cart well, and I was there for the drinks. And actually, we had a little bit of spectators there. Austin's dad, my Uncle Brian there, Uncle Dan, and my grandma, they were out having lunch on the patio there, so they got to see a couple holes of us, so it was good to see them. And then the shootout. We got into the shootout, which as our loyal listeners may have listened to the live from the shootout, which was kind of an impromptu episode. DC, I was missing you. I should have had you on speed dial there. You're just a stone's throw away from the course. You probably could have been there in 5 minutes. I would have come to the parking lot, picked you up, but I was in the moment. I was lost. I was in it. So we had the putting playoff to get, you know, a few players into the shootout there. We had the shootout itself, which I think Pat and Crosser there, they'll give us a good what it's like walking up and down. And in, when you're in the moment, just how it feels. Because you've got everyone who's – what it is, you got 10 teams coming down number one, and they're playing for a spot to move on to the next hole, which is the 17th par 3. That's the second hole in the shootout, which they eliminate. I believe they eliminate 6 teams. 4 teams move on. Which there's a whole bunch of math involved. We need live updates and all that. The bro shop. We need scoreboard signage, because us carts sitting around, we don't know who's shooting what, who's got what. But it's just all, you're just there watching, looking for good shots, looking for bad shots. Some what do they call that? Booze and anyways, cheers, booze, all that stuff. I'm looking for the word. I'm lost. But anyways. What can you do? I'm babbling now. Not what you want to be doing on air. So I'm just going to roll it into the next hole. We go to the 17th hole, and the 4 teams from hole 1 that move on, there was 3 teams that got the bye, so they jump in. So now there's 7 teams on 17, which is the second playoff hole. From there, 4 more are eliminated, and it's the top 3 teams going into 18. And we had, like I said, Cross the Champs, Patty, and there was another group that we ended up playing in our flight, and they were waxing. They just went right through our whole group, sandbaggers, little standy there, but hey, what can you do? There's always next year, right? But no, I had fun. It was a good weekend, and yeah, I don't know. Enough about me. I think it's time to just roll it into our interview, so I think we're going to roll it to our – we'll start off first with our finalist, Pat. So, Pat, let's hear what our on-course interview provides.
All right, I'm here with the member guest finalist, Pat Dennis. Pat, we're standing here, hole 1, where it all began, member guest live shootout. How are you feeling standing on this tee 3 weeks ago?
Heavy,
yeah.
Slow.
The nerves, how are the nerves feeling?
Not great, especially when stepped up, popped it up, over to the right, might have went 160 yards, but it was safe. Wasn't great.
You left Bowen in all right spot?
No, he couldn't go for the green. I was behind a tree.
But lucky you got a stroke that hole, though, right?
Wow.
Did you?
Did get a stroke.
There you
but
go. You made it.
Bo punched it about 60 yards out, because that was all I gave him a look at.
Put you in a good spot.
Put me in a great spot.
You knocked her in close there?
Yeah, it was about 4 feet out. And from then on, nerves were gone. Flying high.
So we're walking up. We're walking up the fairway here. So you boat chipped out, left you in a good spot.
Yep.
You put her up there.
Oh yeah.
By then, were the nerves gone?
The moment I hit that chip, all nerves were gone. Couldn't have been looser. Flying high.
You were ready to go. You're like, okay, I'm into it now. I got my legs under me, eh?
Yeah. No. Hands, feet, everything was feeling good.
I love it. I love it. So you knock it up there. Bo's got the putt. Honestly, I don't even remember what happened. Who made the putt? I may have to go back and listen to the putt.
Bo made the putt. We one putted, 4 for 3. We were a shoe in. That's why we didn't have to do the chip off.
Fucking on to the next. You could go to the, that's huge. Going to the next hole, mentally prepared, on the tee, 17.
Watching 8 teams do a chip off.
No kidding. Oh, you had to stay.
Well, we had to just like hang out because we weren't allowed to go over to 17
yeah,
yet.
Yeah. So how did they determine the order of the shootout?
So it was flights 1 through 10, less the three that got
moved
the bye.
The bye, crosser, one of them.
And then after that, it was the putting people who got added in.
So they went first?
They went last, actually.
Oh, okay. So then it went by flight lowest yep. to highest. Here, we'll give Matt some room here on the first fairway here. I feel like Johnson Wagner here doing a live interview up the fairway, but we got Matt here teeing off. We'll just continue this interview while he's prepping to shoot because I've seen him. We got a couple minutes.
We got easy 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, before he pulls the trigger. So here you go. It's a couple practice swings. Swing loose, swing fast. So, yeah, okay, we'll let him hit. We'll carry on, and then you're basically standing on the tee. Okay, no, we're just talking about Pat standing on 17 waiting for the shootout to be done, the chip-off. So, you're standing on the tee. What's the team talk? You hit the tee shot.
I hit the tee shot.
Because Bo made the putt.
Bo made the putt.
Were you feeling good standing over the tee shot on 17?
I felt fantastic.
The number was right there.
It's what? I shot that same club all day. It was the center green shot all weekend. Just trusted in the 7-iron and let her fly.
I love it. And then, yeah, you just stuck her tight. That was a tricky pin location as we got to see and commentate. It was tough for anyone to get close there and make two putts. Like, I think no one made par. You guys were sitting pretty close. Oh, that'll play, DB. That'll play. Drinks at the turn, live interview with Pat here. Where are you? You're just over here? All right, Pat. Well, we'll let you go address your ball after crosser here. I'll be over here. We'll continue this talk up the second fairway, but I want to know more about how you were feeling on the 17th tee there. All right, Pat. So we just teed off on hole 3, par 3. Figured it was fitting to catch this interview back up on the par 3. So you're standing on the tee. You felt confident. You've been hitting that shot all day, middle of the green. You stick one. You got a like we said, a tough putt there, tough pin. Bows up, hitting two, but he just breathed on that thing and it took off down the hill sideways.
Yeah, no, that he might have wound up further than where we started, but
what can you
do? He left me with an uphill putt.
And I didn't bury it. But you guys had an advantage because there was many people that struggled on that hole. And you had a little strategy in your head. Tell the folks at home your little strategy. We got to talk after, but now that member guest is over, the secret's out.
Well, I'd been driving pretty well all weekend. We knew we were coming up white tees on 18, so Bo either had to hit his putt or I had to miss it. And he missed his.
So you missed it back.
I missed it right back. Left it about, I think, no more than an inch to the left. He barely stomped on the ground, and she rolled in.
Four for a three.
On to the next. Again, not in the chip-off.
There you go. Moving on. You're on 18. So you're on 18 with our boy Crosser, who we're actually playing with today. We get to play with Crosser, so I feel like we got some good member guest juju going on here. So it's you, Crosser, and you're actually playing Leppington. Leppington, we had that guy in our flight, and they just fucking stormed through the competition. Like, they were waxing everyone. They were a little sandy, but, hey, karma caught up to them. They had a little bit of a rough hole on 18. It was between you and Crosser. So you're on 18.
Yeah.
You got all these. Tell me, what's it like with all the carts around?
To be honest, I was more nervous on number one tee than I was the next three holes.
Oh, it was all.
It's after that, everything was gravy. We were dropping it. We were moving on without having to chip off. We left ourselves in good spots. It wasn't bad. I look forward to being there next year.
Hey, I like it. Okay, well, let's make these putts and we'll catch up then. All right, we'll talk in a bit. Hang on, folks. We got golf to play. Well, we just made an atrocity on that hole. Fucking three putt. But Pat with the big Sandy.
Some of us. Yeah, some of
Pat
us.
Pat with the big Sandy. You're just feeling this mojo. You got that member guest vibes going on there, eh? You're feeling it.
Par threes have been my friend lately.
So, you're up, you're coming up 18. This is it. There's three teams left. It's do or die.
Yeah, and Cross is the only one hitting blues on this hole.
Oh, so he's back.
He's back.
But he hits a good one, doesn't he?
If that wasn't 300 yards and like hugging the left side of the fairway, I'd be surprised. That was one of the best drives I'd seen him put up ever.
Ice.
And his confidence was stone cold.
Oh, yeah. Ice in his veins. Well, we're going to get a special interview with him later, but I'm glad you were there side by side inside the ropes. We had Pat inside the ropes, taking it all in. And hey, tell us, what was the experience like, all in all?
All in all, it was a terrific weekend. Our hosts, Kearney Golf and Curling Club, put up a great show as always. Food's never been better. Drinks had never been colder. And the times were high.
Oh, yeah, the golf was sloppy. But, hey, you survived. You made the finals. You can call yourself a member guest finalist. You did it. We're proud of you. You represented, and we can't wait to have you back next year.
I just want Cross to know that next year his garbage bag jacket is up on – it's up for grabs.
Hey, that's my jacket.
Oh, throw some shade. All right, Patty, thanks for coming on. We'll get you on a little later in the year before we end the summer, but take care. Say hi to the family. We miss you. We love you. And thank Bobo, too, for being your partner there. Shout out to you, Bobo.
Okay, that was our interview with Pat. So, Pat, thanks again for doing that. And glad you had some fun. You were able to represent. And, DC, I think maybe we got to get you out there. You should be a spectator out on this event, just seeing what it's all about, especially the shootout. So next year,
yeah, for sure,
we're going to get you.
I'm always around.
Hey, yeah, you're retired, right? Yeah. You should have been around. We should have had you in the down bar getting drinks. So next year, DC, honorable guest, we'll get you the press pass. We'll get you the press
nice.
Pass.
Nice. Yeah, there it is.
We'll get you in there. So so thanks to Pat. Thanks to DC. The fans at home, they're in it for DC. We want to hear more DC. So thank you, Pat. And now I think it's time to hear enough about us. We want to hear from the champ. Over to you, Crosser.
All right, folks. Lucky enough to score an interview here with member guest champ Crosser. Crosser, you're coming off the biggest tournament win of your life. Little time away from the course needed.
Yeah, I think I did need some time to just enjoy that victory, but I probably took a little bit too much time because I'm pretty rusty tonight. Well, so.
That's all right. No, you got to just put the clubs away, and you can't think about the game. Coming off that high, soak it all in. You were busy hitting all the late night tonight shows, right? You know, local legend. Just everyone wanted a piece of Team Cross there. So, I got to ask you. We got Matt here. He's been grinding. Talk about a guy who's been grinding. Let's see how he makes out here. But here we are walking up number eight, not 18. It's not like the walk up 18. Just tell me, how was it being in the shoot, like just in the whole shootout? You guys got the bye. You guys were a top three team. You had the bye. Tell me your experience about the playoff.
Well, so yeah, we had the bye. So we're standing there on 17 watching 10 groups go down number one. Then there's a chip off, and so I've never been so nervous in my life, and then I have to wait even longer. So yeah, just sitting there waiting, seeing all the carts around the green, it's a pretty nerve-wracking experience. And then I got to step up to 17 and hit a 6-iron into that green. So
solid. It was pin high. You guys had about pin high. I think you had about 15 feet. Like said in the live from Team Cross Salves here, looking at this putt for 10-15 minutes. What did you guys see in that putt?
Well, yeah, it was pin high, but it was still a really tough putt. And that...
I gotta go. I almost lost my clubs. Crosser, I'll let you hit, and we'll resume after that. All right, Cross, we're back. That was a close one. Almost lost my bag in the pond on 8. Good putt, Pat. Good putt. So, you and Sav's looking over the putt for like 10-15 minutes. You guys are just trying to... What's the team talk there? I tried to get in a little bit.
So just, it was it was kind of going along the ridge.
And, oh, definitely.
And really, we wanted to just cozy it up so that we could tap it in. And I think your comment about how long we were looking at that putt threw Sabs off a little bit. He said he was laughing then while he's standing over the putt.
Take the pressure out of it. It's all good, though. It was a tough putt. It was a tough putt.
And then he left me with what?
About four feet coming back up the hill. Or longer than that, maybe six. Yeah, probably six.
Like a mile.
Oh, yeah. Looked like a country mile. Yeah. We better quiet. Okay, we'll hold here. All right, Cross, we're back. Hit our tee shots there on nine. We're walking back up the fairway. So we left off. You've got a six-plus footer, maybe eight. You don't even know, but it's a long ways up the hill. And you're thinking, what do you think? You guys were all right, though, because you guys were on the green. Where there was, everyone else was just off, minus Pat. Yeah. Pat, he threw the dart.
Yeah. Actually, I had a similar putt in the last match, like probably an hour before. And it went right, and then the putt in the shootout, I either pulled it or it went left. Probably I pulled it, but missed it, right?
So, easy tap in.
Yeah. So we got the tap in. I actually thought we were good to go for 18 anyways, but...
chip off?
Felton's group had a stroke, so their five turned into a four, so we had to do the chip off.
So where'd they take you back there? I was getting my... setting up shop on 18 there.
They probably took us about 15 yards off the front of the green, and so the pin was at kind of the back.
Everyone chips or just one?
No, both teams chip. Both players.
Yeah.
And closest to the pin.
And who stuck it for you guys?
I did.
There you go.
I did a nice chip.
Cozied it up there.
Yeah. So that got us on to 18. And then...
you're all the way back on blues. You're hitting the blues.
I'm on the blues, yeah.
Everyone else is on the whites. And you're like, hey, guys.
Yeah, I had to take a little bathroom break. And I come up and I'm the only one standing on the tee. And I'm like, where is everybody? They're like, oh, they get to hit from the whites.
What did Parky say about your bathroom break?
I think he turned a blind eye to that.
Let the boys play, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, so you're at empty bladder. You're standing on 18. What can you see from the tee?
I see probably about 25 carts all lined up behind the green.
Waiting for you.
Waiting for me. And actually, yeah, I just... Hit one of my best drives.
Oh, bombed weekend, it.
So
you bombed it.
I got lucky there.
You were out there. All right. Well, we got to get the rest of the story here in a minute. False alarm. We got balls behind us here. We got hitters. So yeah, you poke one way out there. It's sitting good. You got Savs in a good spot. So now what's he feeling coming up to? How far? What was the yardage
was
coming
100 in? 100 yards. 100 yards to the middle of the green.
Oh yeah.
And I think the pin was at the front.
Front right, yep.
And so we're right beside the bunker, or just past the bunker. And Leppington's group, they were in the bunker.
Oh, yeah, they were in trouble.
And then they left it in the bunker.
Yes.
And then their next shot went way right. And they ended up, I think, picking it up after that.
Yes. Okay, pause. All right, back at it. So, Team Leppington, they're trouble in the bunkers. You guys 100 yards in. Sav's just aiming middle of the green, 100-yard club. Hits it how? Like, pretty good.
Well, I think the adrenaline got him, and he put it over the green a little bit.
Little deep, yeah, a little long. But still on the short stuff. We got Pat here hitting up on nine. His juju ran out. Got under that one a little bit, but that'll play, Pat. It's all right. Carry on. You got over the tree. So now it's basically between you and Pat. It's your group versus their group.
Yeah.
And you guys got no strokes?
No. We both had a stroke.
Both had a stroke.
So we were playing straight up.
Straight up. Okay.
And actually, that's probably the most nervous I was, because I had a cart like 3 feet right behind me. And a huge row of carts all around.
Oh, yeah.
So So I just wanted to get it close enough for Jay to hopefully tap it in, or at least give it a chance. So, yeah, lucky enough to get it decently close. And
put the pressure back on Pat.
I think we put the pressure on them, and
they struggled to get up and down from where they were, and then from there for you guys, just an easy two putt.
It would have been a two putt, yeah. So but Jay made a nice putt.
He did.
And
the champs.
The champs, yeah.
Your little greenside celebration there, a little live interview.
Yeah, that was fun. It was super nerve wracking the whole time in the shootout.
But you just got to just unload.
The whole weekend is just a blast, right? Like, so much fun. Like,
open bar.
Like, yeah, open bar. I would never want to miss it, you know?
No.
Like, I would hate to ever miss it.
Well, mark it on your calendar. They've switched the weekend on us, but we'll have to go back next year. But I got to get back to you on the celebration, which we'll make these putts, and then we'll talk about the celly.
Just forge my signature back.
All right, Crosser, mine too. We just walked off men's league, team six. We got a couple of decent scores in there. Hopefully we can count, because right now our team's struggling on the standings. We got no points, so hopefully we can get 10 points on the board. So, member guess. The celebration, it's finally, you did it. You did it. What was the goal? Was the goal to win, or was the goal just to fucking have fun?
The goal was absolutely to have fun.
And,
like, it's impossible not to have fun that whole weekend.
Oh, for sure.
It was funny, like, I didn't play very well. I shot 44 in men's league the night before member guest. I get on the range in the morning, and I chunk everything in sight. And then I double bogeyed the very first hole of the tournament. And I said to Jay, I said, well, we might as well just get the transfusions going. And that's what we did. We were having fun, and things started to turn. And
you found something.
We found the pocket.
We did. Because we played the night before in men's league, and you were not hitting it well either. So the paramutuals, like, you weren't even on the radar. Now, I wish I would have taken you.
Oh, yeah.
But you play.
It's tournament. It was not a good bet.
No,
for sure.
No. But hey, you showed up when it matters. Clutch performers. You guys will be back next year, defending champs. Yeah. You got the name on the trophy. Too bad, you know. Maybe we'll get Parky to get you a day with the trophy. You know, you take it to the beach or something, have a pool day with it, a couple of luges or something.
See how that flies.
Oh yeah, we'll see how we can do there. But we got next year. Yeah. We had the champagne celebration. Yeah. You go first after you, sir. The champ. Sorry, we're just putting our bags away here. Oh, clear coat. Hoagie here. Hey, fellas, how you doing? Good. Just doing the podcast. You guys want on? Not yet. Soon. One day. So, big celebration. Awesome. Anything else you'd like to say to the fans out there?
No. Just thank you to Sarnia Golf and Curling Club and Parky and all of the people that put it on. Thank you to Drinks at the Turn for providing the media coverage, and the champagne for the celebratory.
Oh, yeah.
Celebration
and the after party was, well, I heard you were crisscross applesauce.
Well, when you win that championship, what else do you do?
You leave it all out there. But yeah. Awesome, thanks for doing this. We'll catch you. We'll see
thanks
you next.
For having me.
Oh yeah, we'll see you next week in men's league, and we'll see you around this year. Well, actually, I'll see you tomorrow for my appointment. But anyways, take care. Talk to you.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, well, there was the champs, Cross, and
hey, congratulations.
Yes, you deserve it. Hard-earned victory, and he looks forward to coming back. I look forward to coming back. We all do, and let's do it again. We'll start a little tradition like no other, the champions dinner, member guest with got to have a podcast involved in that.
Yeah.
So we got through the member guest. The after party was good. The drinks were still flowing. I got to tell you about the day after DC. it was rough. So we were just kind of talking there. So we did the live from episode. So I know everyone's eager at home to, especially the guys at the tournament, to hear what the episode was all about. So we wake up the next morning, and here I am not being present as a husband. I'm, you know, golfing and drinking, and I got my lovely wife who picked me up from the course both days. And, the next morning, I want to get this episode out so everyone can hear it. I'm doing a little bit of editing here and there. It was a long episode, so I couldn't hear it all and do all the editing, but I edited some stuff off the beginning. But I just said, throw it out there and let this thing catch wind, and it did. I think everyone was pleasantly surprised or happy. You know, a lot of impromptu stuff, and you just gotta. You just gotta leave it like that.
It's live, man.
Yeah,
well, I know you were recording it.
Yeah,
but you're out there. You're on the scene,
catching in the moment.
Sure.
As it happens. So, let me tell you about the day after. So it wasn't like a day after where I got to just sit on the couch and recover and and whatnot, hang by the beach maybe. So my lovely wife Britt, as we said earlier in our show when we first kicked things off, we're having a baby. So we had her baby shower the next morning. Perfect timing. Couldn't have been more impeccable. So it's in Mount Bridges. So we got to make the drive to Mount Bridges. And here I am just doing whatever ounce of energy I got to make it there. It's about her, her family, her friends, the baby. So we get there. We help set up, do everything we can. We got chairs and whatnot. Well, the guys, so we're to kill a couple hours. Anyways, they want to play 9 holes of golf. So here I think the golfing days are over, and I gotta pull it together and get back out on the golf course. And there, trust me, there was nowhere else I didn't want to be but there. I did not want to be on the golf course. But in saying that, not to the company I was with, because it was good to get out with my nephews, my brother-in-law, my father-in-law. It was a great day with them to catch up. We had a good day. I apologize to all you, my family there, for not being so present and being a terrible golfer. I was hacking it up. I'm telling you, not even a Caesar and a Gatorade was getting me through that round. I had nothing left, and I was sweating and it did not smell good. And I put on a poor performance, and basically after that is where I said, I'm not touching a club for 2 weeks. And I put them away. We had the baby shower. It was beautiful. Timing was perfect. We got back. It was just wrapping up. Everyone was still there. Got to see everyone, say, hey, congratulations. You know, got to do some of the fun little games, help clean up, part of the cleanup duty. And just practicing for a baby and childhood was packing all the stuff into the car. There was about 20 plus little gift bags I had to plug away in the car, around my clubs. We had foldable chairs to go around there. So just packed it all away, and it was a hot, hot day. We had a little helicopter action.
The
medevac.
Medevac.
Yeah.
Yep.
So hopefully they're saving someone's life up there. Bob's not cutting his grass, but we got our fine helicopter operators up there in the sky. Hey, Arnie, we'll take it up to you live in the sky. See what he's got. So that was the day after. And
I got to tell you something. When the baby comes, you're going to hate winter because you got to bundle the kids up, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got to bundle them up and you got to load them in the car. And it's a hassle because it's probably blowing and snowing. You got to clean off the car and all that. You're going to love the summer because you could just walk out of the house,
put the baby on the blanket, let them play with their toys.
You just walk out. You don't have to have boots and snowsuits and all this other stuff, right? So that's how I remember it when mine were small, is just loathe winter. And when summer came, it felt like you lost 80 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Less to pack and all that stuff. And then
just jump in the car and go.
And then with all that comes all the sicknesses and all that stuff. Kids passing it on to each other. They get sick 3 times a month.
Go to school.
Exactly.
and bring it home again.
We're super excited though. Things are happening fast. We got everything all set up for the most part. We've got the nursery all decorated. We're ready to go. All that items built. I got one last item. So I've got to install the car seat.
Oh yeah.
So I think that's this weekend's project. I'm going to install the car seat. Now, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, paranoid wives, or just precautionary. You know, us guys, we're just, you know, we buckle it in there and it's good to go. Well, apparently it's a thing that you got to have it inspected by, or you should have it inspected by the fire department.
Yep.
So Britt's telling me to install the car seat.
It's actually really easy because the seats, it's all... it all conforms. Doesn't matter what kind of car you drive, doesn't matter what kind of seat. It's a standard. so it clips into the thingamabobs that are
underneath the seat.
And it's really easy to do.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to do it in your sleep after a while.
And I have done it with my niece there and whatnot, so I feel competent in doing so, but she and her friends, they advise we go get it checked out at the fire department. So now, what do? I buckle it in. What do you just stroll up to the fire department, walk up there? You know, the boys are having lunch. Hey, fellas, how you doing? Yeah, you got any calendars for sale? You know what I mean? But no, and they'll say, well, actually, no, I don't need a calendar. But well, actually, I better take one for my wife. But I got a car seat I'd like to inspect. So.
No, that's part of their thing, man. That they one of the guys will come out, have a look, see, make sure you got it done right, and any questions and. Pat you on the head and you're on your way.
Awesome. I hope he gives me two thumbs up and says, hey, you knew what you were doing. And I said, I know that. But
hey, maybe he'll let you look at the truck.
Hey, that'll be something. That'll be something. So that'll be that. So that's all the baby talk, and it's coming soon. We're into the teens. I think we're 19 or 18 days away.
Oh, man.
It's coming fast.
So it's anytime.
Anytime now. We're on standby. Yep. Like, baby could pop. Brick could be in the house right now. Well, we're out here taping, and she hasn't called me, so yeah, no missed calls.
Oh, your phone's on. Good.
Yeah,
good.
I got my phone on. My phone's always nearby.
You're
here.
10 feet from the house.
I am 10 feet. I'm sure she'd waddle out here and say, "Honey, it's time to go." Or hopefully she didn't slip on the floor when her water broke. But no, we're looking forward to it, and it's going to be life changing for the better.
Sure, man.
And I'll take any advice I can. So you keep feeding me whatever you got there, DC.
Hey, you know what? You don't need any advice. People have been doing this forever. You know, babies have been coming forever. You just make it happen. You know,
you figure it out on the fly.
Yep.
You do what feels right.
Yep.
You do what feels right.
Try to worry less and have more fun and
hey, you know me.
Yep. Oh yeah.
I'm not.
Oh yeah.
Although truth be told. So, you may know me as not a guy that would worry and just easy going, have fun. There is a part of me deep down that is terrified, and it's just like, because it is, it's just like you're holding life, right?
It's
but then
natural.
Once you just get into it, and it's survival mode. You go into survival mode.
Well, it's really funny. I've got three. And the first one, there was plug locks and drawer locks and cupboard locks and safety stuff all over the place. The second one comes along. You know, the third one, come on, you don't need that stuff.
This is easy,
I mean, so you got to be careful. You can't leave, your household cleaning products wide open and all that kind of thing.
It's choking hazards.
But it's all common sense, right?
And you figure out, you pick up as you go, and you get that little rascal. You got him. I see that you got Instagram reels and stuff nowadays, so you see all the funny videos.
Oh, yeah.
You know, parents putting little sponge pads on the kids' knees and stuff while they're crawling, so at least they're cleaning the floor while they're pulling their weight somehow, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
I love the ones where mom left dad with the kids while she went shopping or whatever she's doing, visiting friends or something.
And
dad's doing crazy stuff, making crazy pictures with the kid.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Or you get the good ones where you get the dad, he's napping on the couch and gets the kids to draw him. Okay, draw me. And then he's just napping on the couch. Yep. Or you get a car shirt and they're driving their cars on your back. Or you get a little back rub or whatever. But no, looking forward to it.
So it'd be great.
Yeah. Coming soon. August. We're turning the page here.
Oh, yeah.
We actually just had talking about the summer concerts here in town. So we just had Revelry last week. And you didn't get a chance to make it down?
I didn't get it, but I heard, spoke to a lot of people that made it. And they said virtually everybody that I spoke with that saw one or both nights. That the center of our big beach park, Canaterra Park, is an amazing facility.
It is.
To have these concert events. And hopefully, I know there's the city's involved with a master plan on the park to add amenities and blah, 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 whatever they're going to do. And one of the things that they're looking at is enhancing that ability to have these kind of festivals. Because we're a small city. I mean, we do attract from probably Detroit, London, I remember back in the day when Bayfest was on, people would come as far away as Toronto to see some of the big shows that
bigger
we had
names,
here. But you don't really need, personally speaking, I don't think you need to have the biggest act of the day show up in our town. If you put some decent, maybe an old classic rock act or some up-and-comers, a great Canadian talent out there, you put those kind of people out there and you get, you know,
people will go.
5 to 9,000 people in the park, that's a great show.
It is.
And
you know,
time.
It is. And so I did make it down there. And to piggyback off your point there, it being a good spot and getting good rave reviews, it's the way it's structured with the tree outline, I think just keeps the acoustics in.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And it just, it sounds awesome. And so we were lucky, like you said, the old rock bands there. So we had the Goo Goo Dolls and here's a band from like the late 90s that, and they, you know, 25 years later, still going strong and they sounded great. Yep. They put on a great show. The Trues were right before, another great band that they've used to come to Sarnia all the time, but you know, COVID and everything, I think it's been a while since they've been back, but they were happy to be back. So they put on a good show. The Trues did there, and then the Goo Goo Dolls came on, and they played from like 10 o'clock to 11:30. So,
and I heard the country night was really good.
It did. It looked good. So we were down in at the Goo Goo Dolls, but you know, Britt, with being pregnant, didn't want to stand the whole time, so we had the cheap seats there. So we had a lawn chair and a cooler of beer, and we're sitting just outside the gate there. And
that's the way it is.
It was perfect. It was awesome. We hey, there's that sound. Cheers, buddy. And no, we got to listen to a great show at Comfort. The bugs were a little bad at first. We actually brought a citronella candle down there. We were burning a little citronella down there.
And you know, I know I was going on about our beach park, Canterbury Park. I'm not taking anything away from Centennial Park, because that is a great spot.
It is. For,
as well, and that's where our
the
other...
original Bayfest and now Border Fest is, yes.
So basically, we've got two big events.
Locations,
For a city the size of Sarnia, we've got it pretty good.
We do. And hopefully we can get some good bands next year.
Oh, sure.
For both, and just keep gaining momentum, right? Let's just keep this thing going, and hopefully some community sponsorship helps along the way and just keeps things rolling. And,
sure.
And,
oh, yeah.
And it's participation. It's getting down there. And
I know it's hard. It is very difficult for the promoters of these festivals to book talent. I mean, talent wants to go to, you know, they want to play Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver and New York City and Detroit. They want to play big, big, big venues, right? But I remember years ago at the old arena downtown with that they call the Pat Stapleton now.
The Brock Street Barn.
The Brock Street Ice House. we used to get shows in there, and back in my radio days, our radio station and the other radio station in town used to promote some concerts. And this was hilarious, but we would get a band coming over from Michigan, and they're on tour, and they're busing their transport truck, and they would make a stop in Sarnia, and we called them beer shows, because they would stop, they would get paid to come up and do a show, right, at the Brock Street Ice Palace. Hall & Oates played there. We had like names come in there, right?
Just stopping in, just on their way to Toronto.
Another show on their way to London, Kitchener, Hamilton, Toronto.
Wherever.
Montreal, wherever they were going. And we would get a show, because it was, hey, guys, all we got to do is get the gear set up, get out and play, and we get some money.
Yeah.
Get back on the bus
gig,
and head
and
out.
We're already passing through, so why not? No, that works out good, so... We'll do that, and I think we'll just take a little break from there, and we'll go just a little drink break here, and we'll I'm losing my voice here, a little hoarse there from work and stuff, big card draw. So anyways, we'll just pause there, take a minute, and we'll be back in a commercial break. Well, we're back after that commercial break, sponsored by Drinks at the Turn. We'll have to get a little jingle in there or something like that. But
yeah, the big time, man.
Oh, yeah. So we're getting near to the end of July. Tomorrow being Friday, it's the opening ceremony of the Olympics. So the Olympics
That's are right.
starting, the Summer Olympics.
They're going to swim in that polluted Seine River, or Seine, oh. or Seine, Seine, the river in Paris.
Yeah.
They're gonna swim in that?
For the triathlon or decathlon
what,
or?
I don't know.
You gotta be some sort of crazy
I don't
for
know what
that.
They're thinking, honest to goodness. But, oh well, God love them.
Yeah, they, hopefully Putting they
on a
do
show.
It. They are. We got a little, news, Canadian news that I'm sure everyone's probably heard about, the whole drone incident with our
Holy
Canadian,
cow.
Women's team, but,
You know what? Apparently, it's a widespread practice. The Canadians got caught.
Oh, yeah.
They got caught. So.
And you know what they say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I
so we'll see.
I was stunned by the fact that it is very widespread a practice
yeah.
that this is being done
yeah.
in sports.
Yeah.
Holy,
mind-boggling,
well, I guess, you know.
It is what it is, so...
I wasn't surprised about the fact that they were doing it, but I was surprised at how widespread it is. But Canada got caught,
yeah.
and they're going to get their wrists slapped, and I guess some people had to come home, which is unfortunate, because the women's soccer team, they get a lot of support from the country, and there's a lot of young ones that are playing soccer now. My,
yeah.
my granddaughter plays soccer, and she just loves it.
They, well, it's a growing sport, especially
oh,
while
huge.
The men's just coming off the big Copa America there.
It's
but
sure.
And the women, they're the defending champs,
yeah.
defending gold medal champs there.
Right. So
we wish them well.
Yep.
Hopefully they'll perform.
Put it behind them, you know. And,
yeah.
and like I said, they're going to get their wrists slapped
yeah.
Somehow, some way. Like they were talking about losing points against New Zealand today, and I don't know what – I actually didn't hear they won.
Yes.
The game, but I didn't hear the outcome as to how they're going to handle that. So, but
we'll
it's
see.
Not the actual tournament yet.
I'd assume it's like a friendly, right? Like
something like that. Yeah.
Like a warm-up exhibition game
yeah.
or something like that. So, well, we'll see what happens. And yeah, so we got the Olympics. Any particular sports you got your eye on?
Well, seriously, because I know exactly what you're going to say, and I would say it too. But seriously. The Summer Olympics, the track and field events have always been a favorite of mine.
The staple. That
seems there's a lot of excitement there. But in the modern age of the Olympics, you know, you've got basketball.
Yeah.
And a lot of attention on women's basketball now. We don't need to go there because it's been written about to death. And we all know what it's about. And I love it. I'm actually watching WNBA games on TV now.
It's growing.
It's
yep.
growing like crazy, right?
Which is good.
But what's this breaking thing? Is that breakdancing? Is that what?
I honestly, I haven't.
It's a new thing this year.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll have to check the betting app because I was scrolling through that, looking at the different events that you can bet on and stuff. So I'll look into breaking, and we'll have to get back and see who the favorite is, and maybe throw a couple of bucks on our favorite breaker.
Well, what's your favorite event?
Well, I'm with you. I am with you on the track and field. You know, the 100 meter is a staple, right? But then you've also got the team events. The relay is a good one,
yep.
right? The hurt, like that takes skill and talent. And then,
the field stuff too, like pole vault long jump and all that. You know, there's excitement there because I think we're wired to hope for failure, right? So you see the guy running down the thing with the pole, and you want him to fall off or miss the thing where the pole goes in, you know, and fall on his butt, right?
They make it look so easy.
But you also want to see him clear that bar.
Yeah,
right?
and set a world record
sure.
or go
you
above
know.
And beyond. And it's crazy. This takes me back to my high school days, track and field. Just the amount of talent we had and being friends with your son. He was one of them, too, that was a high jumper.
Yep.
And those guys could just... insane how they could jump
yeah.
how high. And it's like at the Olympics, well actually we had a local high jumper champion, Derek Druid
yeah,
from Corunna
right.
there
yes.
so it hey it's exciting, looking forward to it.
Actually I think my son competed against him.
Did it? Yeah,
I think
back in the day, probably would have been.
School.
He would have been the same age as us.
Pretty sure.
I've got a track and field story I'll pivot back to in our high school days, which will give you a little laugh. But yeah, for me, the Olympics here, you can't go wrong with women's beach volleyball.
Oh,
and
man.
No offense to the men because they're trying, but same thing with the fire department. I don't need to see any of that. That's just me. But the athleticism
oh.
of women's beach volleyball. your legs are just so heavy in that sand, right? And the way they can just jump up and spike the ball.
And pass, and it is so fast.
It's an art.
People don't realize, like, my son played university volleyball, and I saw him play high school ball, which was pretty good. They had a championship team here in town. And when he went to university, he makes the varsity team, and I go to see a game. I was blown away. The speed of the game and how fast they move and how hard the ball is going.
Oh, yeah.
And it really is something. Beach volleyball, when you've got two players and they're moving the ball and it killing and killing for points and all that, unbelievable.
It is.
It really is. And I guess the courts are under the Eiffel Tower. Is that
I think I've seen the Eiffel Tower? In the background there,
yeah.
From where the camera pans to, you can see the Eiffel Tower in the background. So beautiful setup. Looking forward to that. So, we'll get some good beach volleyball.
And that all starts tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Officially, the opening ceremonies.
Yes, the opening ceremonies. Yeah. Looking opening forward ceremonies to it. And some good competitive action there. And I'll be tuning in to see who can
go
pull
Canada,
it.
Man.
Yes, yep. Go Canada all the way. So, sorry, quickly just to pivot back there on this quick, just because we're on the track and field event. Well, maybe not, but I'll just throw it in there. So, I got a story from high school. Like you said, your son was a high jumper. We called him Kush. He was on our member guest Eve episode. We called him Kush, so we'll leave him at that. And I competed in a little track and field myself there. I was a shot putter.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of shot put, a little guy like me. But then they asked me, I don't know where it came from. It came out of left field. They had no one to compete, so they had one other guy, so they asked me to be the secondary guy to compete. Javelin.
Oh, wow.
So they had me throwing javelin.
Yeah.
And I couldn't throw the javelin worth a crap. Like, I could, you know what I mean? It's a goofy technique, and I'm like, this isn't natural. I want to just throw it like, you know, you'd throw a football or anything. Yep. So we're at our St. Pat's track there. And it's my turn to throw. And this is the finals, the city finals for javelin here. So I give a whole warrior expose into my toss. I give her a hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah with my spike. And then, going Olympics here, I grab my baton or javelin, jav post, vast, whatever you want to call it, and I hold it like a kayak paddle. And then I start kayaking. And then right before the line, I pull back and I throw it. And I actually got a pretty decent throw out of it. Maybe it was adrenaline. The one official who was running, I think, the St. Clair High School there, wanted me disqualified for that. But, like, come on, give me a break here. I'm being put into a situation that I just got voluntold to do. And you got to have some fun. So that was my way.
Whatever it takes, eh?
Yeah. And I put one out there. I put my best effort out there, and everyone had a laugh. And obviously some people took it the wrong way. But, hey, that's why I'm here and all our athletes are over there, because I ain't got any hope of going to the Olympics.
Yeah, support Canada, man. It's we got some good they're talking the basketball
yeah,
team,
men's basketball.
Geez, my throat, I'm getting choked up talking about Canada.
We're pumped. The basketball team's looking good
and well, the women's soccer and there's probably a ton of other things in there that will compete well, so
I think we got the Canadian Women's Open going on right now. So Brooke Henderson, right. She's in Calgary right now, and she's got to jet over to Paris after that. But they just had the British Open for the men's golf, so a lot of the golfers are staying over there for the men's golf event.
That's right.
And I actually like our golfers there. We got Corey Connors and Nick Taylor, so hopefully we can kind of sneak in a medal in the golf there, nice. And you never know.
Yep.
But hopefully those golfers and athletes can celebrate, and hopefully maybe we'll get lucky enough where they're listening to the drinks at the turn, but they should celebrate with a drink at the turn. So this week's featured drink at the turn.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Oh, it is. So we like I said, we drank the club dry there with the vodka, but they're the LCBO, so that's our Liquor Control Board of Ontario.
Hey, quick story about
being
that.
Being on strike. The floor is yours.
The strike was on. And you know what? I always have a little bit of liquor alcohol around the house, so I wasn't worried about it. You can still get beer, right? So, and wine, you can get wine, right? They've got kiosks at some of the grocery stores. And so the strike's moving into its whatever day. And I thought, well, I got to go over to the grocery store. I'll check out the kiosk they've got where they sell some wine. I walk in. This is no kidding. It's open. There is the employee behind the counter talking to a customer. There's six bottles of wine on the shelf.
Oh, wow.
That was it. I looked around. I looked in, like, they have refrigerated, yeah, you know, yeah, for the, you know, take it home and it's all ready. You don't have to put it in the fridge. I look at all the shelves, six bottles of wine. And it ran through my mind, okay, like, these guys got cleaned out. They're probably not expecting a delivery because deliveries are usually on set days.
Yeah.
They're not expecting a delivery. Why are they open? Those six bottles of wine, if they sell them, isn't enough to have the lights on.
Yeah.
To pay the employee that's there. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. It was like they were closed.
Right.
And they weren't. They were open. It was the wildest thing.
Well, and then I'm sure those six bottles went somewhere.
I'm sure
they did. Someone couldn't.
Wasn't what I was looking for, unfortunately.
No, exactly. And we had the LCBO closed there. So with now the strike being announced as over. And
this past Tuesday they open.
Yeah, yep. So they're back open as of Tuesday. We got the liquor cabinet back open. So I thought, hey, what better way than to make this week's featured drink at the turn, just your regular, you know, what can you grab off the shelf? So here I've got some Crown Royal. So I was able to pick up some Crown Royal. So we're going to go with a nice Crown and Ginger, a nice refreshing Crown and Ginger. So let's...
lots of ice in there, too.
Lots of ice. Well, we got to keep them cold, right? So let's reach over here.
Didn't we mention what a beautiful day? What a beautiful night.
Beautiful day to end on a nice Crown there. So let me doozy up with a little bit of Crown there, DC.
And we're going with Ginger.
You know, you can go with Coke there.
Some people do the colas.
Yep. But we're going Ginger here, nice and refreshed. So this is the sound. I can just smell it. Just, DC, grab your glass there for a minute. Just smell the Crown.
Just savor that.
We might have to just have it on the rocks, but...
I can do that.
All right. Hey. On the rocks. A Crown on the rocks.
Cheers, bud.
So there's our drink of the turn. A Crown. It went from a Crown and Ginger to a Crown on the rocks.
Oh, baby. Yeah.
That's refreshing. That hits the lips nice.
And you know, kudos to everybody that makes a great scotch or rye or bourbon or whatever they're making, but Crown is really good.
It is. I love it. It's smooth. You can't go wrong with Crown. And again, we just love paying local homage here with we're growing. We've got the Diageo plant coming, which was announced a couple years ago.
Yep.
With construction here. So we've got a Crown Royal facility plant coming here to manufacture. So we're looking forward to that.
Are they
going to
have a store, like a factory store?
I think it'll just be a straight factory distillery, as what I know. And upon further, if they become like a distillery district, actually, you know what? You would have driven through Windsor many a times Cush there back in school and I'm sure high school tournaments and even just regular Windsor or whatever. It's not too far from here, but if we were there for a wedding, actually there when we were there last month and we were talking about it, we drove through the, what is it there? Weiser's, I think, and the smell is not good. It's very pungent there.
Well, it's hops. Or whatever the hops is beer. Sorry. Whatever grain they're creating.
Yeah, the malt, the rye, basically, right? Yeah, it does. But that's the off product, right? That's all the off product you're smelling. And
I grew up in Kitchener. And,
right.
When I was a kid, Seagram's had a plant there in Waterloo. And depending on which way the wind was blowing, they also had Schneider's Meats, because that was their main manufacturing facility was in Kitchener. There was a beer plant that changed hands a number of times. It was Labatt's, it was Carling's, it was back and forth. But depending on which way the wind was blowing, you either had the distillery, the brewery, or the meat coming at you. And that's what Kitchener was all about. But man, the Seagram's facility in Waterloo was huge.
Oh yeah.
Gigantic buildings.
It's crazy these manufacturing facilities and what they
produce.
Yeah,
they turned all the old buildings into condos.
Well, London there too. They got the Kellogg's factory that's now at a whole facility. And hey,
well, they got a Hard Rock Hotel coming there.
They're repurposing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're repurposing the land. So that's good to hear. Well, so folks at home, this week's drink of the turn, a Crown on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
It was a Crown on Ice. So get yourself a nice summer Crown and Ginger, Crown and Coke, or just like
straight
us,
up.
Some Crown and Ice. So. That's enough for us. I think a couple weeks off. Well, I guess it all depends on baby time, too.
Well, oh, yeah.
Whether it's in the delivery room or it's with the baby.
Yeah, I've been in one of those.
Hey, there couple, you go. I might need you. You might be my plus one, and we'll get the folks all caught up where we left off. And, hey, maybe I'll be coming back as a dad, or maybe just before, or maybe in the delivery room. So you stay tuned, and thanks for joining us. Take care, folks. Cheers. Cheers.